Luke rose and started toward the door. Especially not when he's bringing Chiss. Barely a moment passed before the door hissed open and a young apprentice came to a surprised halt directly in front of Luke.
Master Skywalker,
the young Rodian stammered.
Chief Olmos and...
I know, Twool. Thank you. Luke stepped into the doorway and found himself looking at Chief of State Cal Olmos and a trio of blue-skinned Chiss. With a wrinkled face and sagging jowls, the Chiss in front was probably the oldest Luke had ever seen. The two in the rear were clearly bodyguards. Tall, strong, alert, and dressed in the black uniforms of the Chiss Expansionary Defense Fleet. Chief Olmos, Luke said. Welcome. You're expecting us. Olmos cast a pointed glance into the conference room. Good. Luke bowed to the elderly Chiss. And Aristokra Mitsuekleone. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. The Chiss's red eyes narrowed to crimson lines.
Very impressive. It's not easy to gather identity files on Chiss aristocracy.
We haven't. Luke smiled and continued to block the door. You and your bodyguards are welcome to come inside once you have removed your hidden weapons. Olmos cringed visibly, but Luke did not move. Mitsuekleone smiled like an old man caught sipping something against his doctor's orders, then pulled a small holdout blaster from his boot and passed it to a bodyguard. Luke stepped aside and waved the two statesmen toward the conference circle. Please join us. At the conference area, the Jedi Masters rose to greet their guests. Everyone knows Chief Olmos, I think. Luke motioned Olmos into a chair. This is Aristokra Mitsuekleone from the Chiss Empire.
Please use my core name, Swek,
the Aristokra instructed.
Of course, Luke said.
Swek has some disturbing news for us, I believe. Swek's wrinkled brow rose.
Then you know the purpose of my visit?
We can sense your apprehension through the Force, Luke said.
I assume it concerns our Jedi in the unknown regions.
Indeed it does, he said. The Chiss Ascendancy requires an explanation.
An explanation?
Corrin was not quite able to conceal his indignation.
Of what?
We demand an explanation of your actions, of course. What happens on our frontier is no concern of yours.
The Chiss Frontier Aristokra?
Saba Sebatine, one of the newest Jedi Masters, asked.
Of course.
Swek turned to the barrible.
You don't know what your Jedi Knights have been doing, do you?
It appears I have no business here after all. Obviously, the Jedi involved in this matter are acting on their own.
Involved in what matter? Kip asked.
That is of no concern to the Galactic Alliance, Swek said. My apologies for taking so much of your time.
No apologies are necessary, Luke said. Anything in which our Jedi Knights involve themselves concerns this council.
Then I suggest you do a better job supervising them in the future.
Swek turned to Olmos.
I'm quite finished here, Chief.
Of course, Olmos said. An escort will meet you at the temple entrance.
I believe I need to have a word with these Jedi. In that case, I'll thank you for your hospitality now.
Olmos waited until the Aristokra was gone, then scowled at Luke.
Well?
Luke spread his hands.
At this point, Chief Olmos, you know more than we do.
I was afraid of that.
Apparently, a team of Jedi have involved themselves in a border dispute with the Chiss.
How can that be?
Mara asked.
Their destination was over 100 light-years from Ascendancy space.
Then our Jedi are out there, Olmos said. What in the blazes for? We can't spare one Jedi at the moment, much less seven.